Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We have got a very good show planned for you tonight. I mean, a really good show planned for you tonight. And I'm just going to jump right out there and tell you what the topic is. The topic tonight is whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder. So this is a deep one. You will really want to pay attention and close attention to tonight's broadcast. All right. We, as promised, I want to kind of look over some of the comments from last week's show. I did promise you all that at the top of the hour, we would focus in on those comments that came in that we did not get a fair opportunity to really look at. So I want to just do that before we get into tonight's show. But before I do that, let me go ahead and bring in my co-host all the way from South Florida. Let's bring in and welcome my co-host for the evening. And I want to thank her so much for always being there with us. Ms. Cross, welcome to the show this evening.
Thank you. Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Yes, Ms. Cross, before we go into tonight's show, I just want you to, if you would, just tell me, what does that mean to you? When you hear that phrase that's mentioned oftentimes from the marital vows, whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder, what does that really mean to you or entail? I mean, what are people trying to really say?
Well, I remember maybe earlier, maybe in my early 20s, I remember watching a program. And they were talking about the fact that marriage is one of the covenants that God put together and one of the major covenants that he put together. So I always looked at marriage as if there were actually the husband, the wife, and God. Like, it's something that's deeper than just, I guess, what society kind of created marriage to be. Like, it's a spiritual connection. So I know that I kind of have this, I guess I developed this at a young age that, when you mess with a marriage, you're messing with God, what God put together. So there's the consequences from God is on a whole nother level. So I always looked at it in that sense. Like, you're not just looking at, you know, interfering with a husband and a wife together, but you're looking at a spiritual connection that God put together.
Okay, I think that that is absolutely beautiful, the way that you put that. But now the question that I want to ask is every marriage of God, or is it the institution of marriage of God? So when you're saying that you might be infringing on a marriage that God put together, could it be that that was not necessarily the marriage that God put together, but yet still it's still a marriage?
Well, I look at it this way, you know, anything that happens, God has his hand on it. So it's all in accordance to his will. So even if you have two people that may not be, you know, may not share the same views in terms of how God looks at their marriage, that's still mm-hmm. something that was willed by him. So there's still some type of purpose in that situation. But it's not for me to find the purpose, so I just tend not to interfere with whatever God is trying to put together for them. But that's just, you know, really my perspective of marriage, and I've always viewed it this way. I guess the people that I'm around have the same type of viewpoints. Growing up in my family, that's how it's been. So, you know, I'm sure there's other reasons why people get married, but in my circle, that's what it always looked like. You know, unfortunately, you know, we know divorce is real. And I know a lot of close family members and friends that have gotten divorced. But, you know, the foundation, the beginnings of the situation has always been with God, as a part of their union.
Right. Okay. All right. That's interesting. All right. Before we proceed any further with this, tonight's topic, and then I'll give my perspective on to whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder. And I've given a little bit of that in the opening statement. But let me do this here. Let's go back to last week's show. Last week's show. Do your friends talk your business? We did not get a chance to finish all of the comments that had come into the studio. And I promised at the top of the hour we would do that. When it came, we talked about how the couple, you know, marriage, and then somebody came in and interfered and all of that and talked about their business. You know, and this comment comes in, female, at one time in my life, I really thought your friends kept your conversations private. I learned over the years that they tell your business to their friends, whom you may or may not even know. So we're just recapping last week's show. We'll take about 5 minutes and take five comments. You recall last week? Here it is. When you think you're saying something privately to your friends, all of a sudden now they can be telling someone that you may or may not even know, and it comes back to you. Do you think that that's a true friend?
Well, I don't think so. You know, I'm hoping that my friends wouldn't do something like that to me. But in that scenario, you know, the young lady who it happened to, she actually breached her significant other's, I won't say confidentiality, but she kind of breached his trust too, because she shared something that was private to what he shared to her. So what I had kind of determined was that she started the cycle of mistrust, and then it just went downhill from there.
Right. Okay, certainly. And I certainly, I'm going to answer that question too, just my opinion here. Do your friends talk your business? And that's not tonight's topic if you're just joining us. We'll get to tonight's topic momentarily, whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder. But I think that that's still a true friend. I just don't think that I would have to look at the intent. What was their intent? Was it to hurt you? I think that people just generally talk, you know, sometimes have a conversation. And I don't think that everybody's out to bring you harm with what they say. And I don't know with that if you guys say, please don't tell anybody, because sometimes when you tell them don't tell anybody, that's exactly what they'll turn around and do, is go tell somebody. So, I mean, just my opinion, I think that it could still be your true friend, but just that it wasn't their intent necessarily to hurt you. Let's take another comment. How do you, this male writes in, how do you know if God, okay, well, we're not on that one yet. Let's see here. Let's go back to, all right. He says, I've been told if you don't want you to hear something come back to you, then don't tell anyone. Take it to your grave. How important is that? I think that that is very important. If you don't want to hear it come back, if you don't want to sever a relationship with your best friend, maybe you just don't tell them stuff. What do you think of that?
That's hard. It sounds good in theory, but, you know, you're going to want to share. When something important happens to you, you want to share, and you want to find that person you can share it with. You know, I know there's certain things, you know, believe it or not, as outgoing as I am, sometimes I can be kind of reserved and private too. So there's certain things that I pretty much won't tell anyone because I don't want it ever repeated, you know. But,
right.
Yeah, there's other things that I'm very open and I talk to my friends about, you know. Would it be hurtful if I tell them something and I end up hearing it back from someone else? Yeah, it would be hurtful. But, we are human beings. We always want to share.
Okay. And my take on that is if you really don't want to hear something back, and I agree with you, it's completely hard because people generally talk. So, I mean, then what else is there to talk about? Talk about the weather, talk about politics. I mean, everything is almost an opinion, you know, unless perhaps you're teaching something. I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, the third comment, male writes in, even guys tell your business. Don't get it twisted. People really do talk. Keep your business simple unless you want to ultimately fall out of friendship with your friends. Maybe we just have general conversations, you know, and you have a bestie that you want to confide in, but your bestie is not always going to just keep that information confidential. You know, and we're going to get into some of that tonight even. All right, what are your thoughts on that? Just keep it to yourself. And you already said it's hard, right?
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it is hard. Because I know I have bestie, and I share all kind of things with them, so.
Okay, all right. Interesting. Female says, I have a girlfriend since most people actually thought we were sisters. 2 years ago, I told her about the problems I was having with a guy I met. She actually took advantage of the information and started seeing him behind my back and telling him what I was saying about him. Now they are an item. Imagine that, she says. What do you think about that? She started telling him stuff, and he went right back and told her.
Deep. Yeah, that's deeper
deep, huh?
Than just telling him stuff. She was jealous of her from middle school.
Wow.
That's my take on that, because, you know, and it's so unfortunate because that she probably had those feelings about her, harboring feelings about her for years. Because to go ahead and deal with someone else, deal with someone that she was dealing with, that, you know, that's just jealousy, envy. It's all kind of red flags going up for me.
Wow. Well, you know, but this was her bestie, so that is kind of scary, though. That is very scary.
Yeah.
But anyway, it happens, right? Last comment. I mean, you know, it's hard to get over that one, that particular one. But that happens all the time. Last comment, female says, my mother taught me a lesson from early childhood. She says, keep your friends close without telling them your business, because they will talk to others about you and your business and what you have shared with them. I've used that model for years, and it does work, she says. That makes sense. Keep your friends close, but don't tell them your business. Any thoughts on that before we go to tonight's broadcast?
Yeah, I think for me, it depends on your personality, because it would be hard for me not to share certain things with my friend.
All right.
Because those are the people who I chose to kind of entrust in, you know?
Okay. Interestingly enough. Okay, whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder. That's tonight's topic. And my take on this particular topic is, the institution of marriage is of God, but not all marriage is of God. But even though you are married, you're going with the intent of holy matrimony. So I say, you know, that marriage, just as you've mentioned, needs to be viewed from a spiritual perspective and respected from that perspective exactly, which means let no man set asunder. But what does that part mean, let no man set asunder? In your opinion, before we go to tonight's story, what does that part mean? And if you want to speak to the host, co-host, or issue of the story, press 1 on your dial so we can bring you in. What does that part mean? Whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder. To me, that seems that it's like, don't let anybody interfere to cause you to break up. Is that, what does it mean to you, Ms. Cross?
No, I agree. I definitely think that's what it is. And I think it's hard, though. What happens with marriage is when you marry someone, you kind of marry their family, you marry their friends, and the intentions sometimes are not to put their marriage asunder, but unintentionally it happens. You know, like you get all these outside influences that can definitely affect that matrimony between the two people. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, certainly this is interesting enough. But holy matrimony, we're talking about holy matrimony here. You know, whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder. We're going to get ready to go right to tonight's story. Just before I do that, again, if you want to talk about that issue, you can press 1. We can get you in early enough. You know, Ms. Cross, I want you to really think about what you said. You know, when I asked that question, whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder. And break it down for our audience once again. What does that mean, let no man set asunder? I gave my thought on it. I just want to hear your thought. What does that mean to you?
Well, I agree with what you were saying with you should interfere with two people's matrimony, but I was saying that I think unintentionally, sometimes it happens to where people interfere, you know. Yeah, your sister gets married, your brother gets married, your daughter gets married, and, you know, you want to help sometimes guide that marriage, or you want to sometimes people do it to sabotage, so it really is the intention, you know. But
it's to be honest,
it sounds so general because it really is, it's a very, you know, thin line. It can be a very thin line.
Well, absolutely, you know, so that's the thing we want to be mindful of. But how thin could that line be?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I think sometimes it's unfortunate because you don't realize how thin that line is until you've actually, you know, kind of put your nose where it shouldn't be.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, absolutely. So let's go to tonight's story. Because I want my listening audience to really take heed to tonight's topic. All right, to whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder, is the topic for this evening. And we're going to get right to it now. The characters in tonight's topic or show are Mary, Martin, and Norma. Mary, Martin, and Norma. Now comes this cause of holy matrimony between Martin and Mary to form a union as one. Well, this was a part of their marital vows nearly 7 years ago. Unfortunately, this union ended a year ago when Mary found out through her best friend Norma that Martin was cheating with her with a woman who was now pregnant from him. Martin and Mary have two small children. Although Martin was treating Mary with the utmost respect, affection, and love, he indicated no signs that he was cheating on her. The only way Mary found out was when Norma saw Martin coming out of a hotel where she was newly employed with a pregnant woman. The room was registered in the woman's name, and Martin was staying with her when he had told Mary that he would be out of town on a business trip for a few days. It did not take very long for the conflict to come out as a result of Norma giving Mary videos, photos, and a bunch of pictures that she took throughout Martin's stay at the hotel. This devastated Mary, of course, to the point that Martin ultimately told her the truth, which led to their divorce. It's been 2 years since the divorce, and Mary has still not recovered and now blames Norma for setting their marriage asunder. The very words mentioned in their vows, whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder. As a result of Mary's divorce, she cut ties with Norma and has not spoken with her for over 2 years because she now blames Norma. Martin has since moved on with his life with the woman he was seeing, but has not married her. Mary is still alone and desperately still in love with Martin, but claims she does not want him back because she can't take the pain anymore. They have joint custody of their kids, which does not make matters any less painful. After all this, Mary still finds herself crying and lonely. The question that I start out with tonight, is Norma really the cause of setting Mary and Martin's marriage asunder? Ms. Cross, is she really the cause?
No, I think Martin is the cause because I'm looking at this on a bigger scale. He is the man who let the marriage go asunder because he stepped out on his marriage. He went and had a child with another woman. That's not something that's going to be under the rug for too long, you know. And it's so important, you know, the whole concept of an affair, you know, that's a bad thing. And sometimes people never find out if an affair happens in a marriage, but an actual child being produced from an affair, that's not something that you can hide. You know, it's eventually going to come out. So in my opinion, who let this marriage go asunder is Martin. And, you know, with Mary, I know Mary's no longer Norma's friend, but, you know, I think that's just the fact that she sounds a bit depressed. But I really think that Martin is the cause of this marriage going asunder because he caused the cycle to begin.
Okay, but when the vows say let no man, of course, or woman set asunder, does that speak to the issue of a third party, in your opinion? Does that speak to the issue of a third party? Let no man, remember now how when the minister is reading those vows, and they say, if anyone finds just cause that this marriage should take place, him or her, speak now or forever what?
Hold your peace,
right? Right. And so now, could it be that let no man set asunder, that they're speaking to this and referring to this as a third party infringing on that marriage, in your opinion? What do you think?
Well, that's an open question, and the husband, the future bride, the bride or the groom can say, you know what, I don't want to do this marriage. So it's kind of just opening up to, you know, just kind of in comparison to that question. But that's my just my opinion. You know, you can't. We have a sometimes people have a tendency to blame someone else for their actions, and Martin definitely caused this marriage to fail. And Mary, she even I know right now she seems depressed, but for her to stay in a situation where now there's a child produced and she's being kind of punished for something that she did not choose is so unfair. And okay, Norma could have said nothing about seeing her friend's husband coming out of a hotel room with a pregnant woman, but how would Norma be a good friend to Mary? You know,
okay,
how would Norma be a good friend to Mary?
That's an interesting point. But if Norma hadn't said anything, then they'd still have their friendship. But now Mary turned around and blamed Norma for sharing this because Mary loved her husband. And, you know, not all marriages break because somebody cheats. But the fact that Norma, I mean, she had all the videos, she had photos, she had pictures. I mean, you know, all of this stuff. And so now, I mean, now she's got the visuals, and that pain. Go ahead.
So that's like someone committing a crime, and then they get arrested. Do we blame the police officer who arrested the person who committed the crime? Like, I'm not saying that Norma was 100% right for telling Mary, but then we look at if we look at relationships. We and Mary knew this for years and never told Mary. And if Norma knew this for years and never told Mary, and then 10 years later we find out, we would say, wow, Norma, what kind of friend was Norma to keep that type of secret, you know? But I really think that we take the reflection sometimes off of the individual who actually caused the real harm in this relationship, and it's Martin. I don't want Martin. We give people an out sometimes. And that's not fair.
Uh-huh.
Martin is the one who is the only one in here, in my opinion. In my opinion. Because is Norma somewhat at fault? We can probably say Norma's a little at fault. But who's 100% at fault is Martin. Martin chose to be deceitful and step outside of his marriage to produce a child. And then he gets mad that Norma told. That's
okay, so is it okay that he if he then produce a child, and he was just found. And so is it that the child makes a big difference? And then just before you answer that question, I want to say, you know, does it make it right? Does it make it right that Norma said this when, you know, I mean, that's the police's job to go and arrest someone who's allegedly committed a crime. That's your job. Was it Norma's job to go and tell Mary that her husband is cheating? Is this her job?
No, well, we know it's not her job.
Does he have a duty to Mary to tell her?
With being her friend, you know, we look at the concept of friendship. You don't want to see your friend hurt. And is this situation different because a child was produced? I want to say, in my, you know, I don't know if I would have felt the same way if there wasn't a child produced. I partly would, to be honest with you, but maybe I would kind of think about it differently. But in this situation, because there's a child produced, and that's something that can't be hidden, then it definitely, you know, I don't know. I really blame Martin for causing this to kind of go left. I really blame Martin. And with Norma, it's hard because I know Norma, that's her good friend. She's going to feel tormented by not sharing what she knows, you know?
Well, she turned around and she blamed her, and now they're not friends anymore. So she lost on two accounts. She lost her husband, and she lost her best friend who told her. And now she's crying, and she's still sad and lonely. But we're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. Cross. Let's go to the phone lines. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by that want to speak this evening. We're going to go to 305-542. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live.
Hi, Sister K.
Sister K, thank you for joining us, Sister K. Sister K, what are your thoughts on this here? Is Norma the one that set this marriage asunder?
I don't think so. I think it's Martin that set it asunder. Because Norma only told her friend what her husband was doing that was wrong to her, as far as she's concerned. It's wrong for him to do what he did. And if, as her friend, just like Ms. Cross was sharing, as a friend, that's what friends do. Friends share, you know, that something like that. And I don't think in no kind of way, and one day God will give Mary the revelation. She's mad with the wrong. She shouldn't be mad with Norma. Norma was doing something to try to help her.
But is it fair, Sister Kate, that your friend brings you painful information? Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so, because it's more pain. It's even more pain for this man to be cheating on you. He was supposedly out of town at a conference for work.
Right, right.
And it turns out that he's at a hotel with another woman. So
right.
He lied all the way around. He put the marriage to asunder.
So you agree with my co-host that it's him that did this. So, I mean, but you're looking at it like, I'm thinking, all right, here she is, Norma goes in there, and she tells her this, and you say you think a true friend does bring you pain. I mean, how is that a friend? But hold on, Sister Kay, we're going to go to phone lines once again. We're going to have you stand by. Let's go to 305-769. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Who do we have with us?
Yes, this is Ms. Augustine. Okay, Martin is the cause of the marriage situation, but Norma told Mary because she wanted to break up the marriage. She wanted him for herself. It had nothing to do about protecting the relationship between the husband and the wife. She realized that she wanted this man for herself. In order to get him, she sent the pictures and the videos to the wife so she would leave.
Okay. Ms. Augustine, then do you say, I'm asking you, and that's a different perspective that you're bringing. So would you say then that Norma is a true friend who brought pain to Mary? Is that a true friend?
No, Norma is not a true friend, but she had an agenda. Her agenda is she wanted him, and his agenda, he wanted pleasure. And so he, you know, stepped outside of the marriage to be with her. She got pregnant. Mary has probably told a lot of things to her about her marriage with her husband. See, this happened to me, so I lived it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So in telling her about it, the wife, we are the last to know. And it's something that you can't live with. You cannot live with knowing that your friend who you trust was with your husband. And Norma knew that Mary would not leave her husband. So she had to show her visual, pictures, whatever it takes to make him make a decision, because he probably was telling her, I love my wife, I would never leave. So what better way to make him leave than to show the wife what was really going on? And the wife is, the first thing the wife is going to say, I can't live with this. And I couldn't live with that. So I asked my husband to leave, and then he went to the other woman. And that's what Martin did. He went to her.
No, he didn't go to Norma. Norma wasn't the one that he was cheating with. It was another woman. And Norma told Mary about the other woman.
Oh, Norma told Mary.
Right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Ah, okay.
Right.
I wish someone would have told me.
Oh, serious? You would have wanted that? Would you have wanted your friend to bring you that pain, Ms. Augustine?
Wow. Yes. Mm-hmm. My son knew my husband was cheating on me and did not tell me for years.
This was his dad? This was your son's dad?
Huh?
This was your son's dad? His biological father?
It was his stepfather, but it was his dad too. But my son told me. My son told me, but his stepfather, he did not tell me until years later. If he would have told me sooner, I would have left sooner. But he told me later. And there was a lot of pain and a lot of chaos in my life because he waited so long to tell me that it left my life completely broken. And it
but
took a lot of years to heal.
But, you know, now I may get it wrong here, you all, but I'm always hearing this from a therapeutic perspective that the woman always knows. So that's not necessarily true, what you're telling me, Ms. Augustine, that the woman doesn't always know. Because if that was the case, you would have known that he was cheating.
There were signs after I was told, but, you know, sometimes we love our husband so much that we don't pay attention to the signs. You know, there's always red flags. But, you know, I wanted to be married. I wanted my husband to be there for me. But once you find out, it's very difficult to trust that person again. And, I tried to accept it. I couldn't. I saw him different, you know, and I just had to let him go. It hurt, but you know what? I'd rather be by myself in pain than with somebody who calls me. Because I'm gonna tell you, once they do it once, they'll do it again.
Wow. Let me go to. We're gonna ask you. I'm sorry that happened to you, Ms. Augustine. We're gonna ask you to stand by, Ms. Cross. Let me bring you in, Sister Kay. We're gonna ask you to stand by. Others, you want to make a comment? Press 1 on your dial. We would love to hear from you. Ms. Cross, I mean, a woman's intuition, they say. The woman always knows. But if you suspect, I'm not going to say they always know, even though that's what they say, but they may suspect this, then what do you need a confirmation? I mean, wouldn't that just drive you crazy that you got this hunch or this notion that something's going on? And
yeah,
sometimes it's just a false allegation.
Yeah, but then the thing is, if you have this thing lingering and you don't know if you, you know, you start feeling like, am I going crazy, you know?
Yes.
So when you get that confirmation, you're like, okay, even if you feel like that might be it, when you get the confirmation and you know that it's it, it gives you the ability to make a decision. Because you never want to be in a situation where it's just lingering and, you know, after a while, you know, unfortunately, I've been in a situation like this, you think you're crazy. You're like, am I going crazy?
Okay.
And when everything is clear for you, it allows you to make a decision, you know. And I think, to Ms. Augustine's point, she said something like she wished she knew. Because you want to know. I never want to be in a situation and I don't know what I'm in. You want to know what you're dealing with. Like I have this thing where I said, listen, don't deal my cards and play them for me. That's not fair to me. You know, allow me to sit back and make a decision.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm looking at this here now. Where we're going, and you're talking about this here, where you want to know. You want to know. But don't you think sometimes these allegations that you're nagging a man so much, why can't you just, Sister Kay, let me bring you in on this one here. Why can't you just ask a man if he's cheating, if he's having an affair? You think he's going to lie?
He's
going to
lie.
Huh?
Yes, he will. It's possible that he's going
to
lie.
Wait a minute. So are you saying that men lie?
Yes.
Of course.
I mean, wouldn't that just ease? But if you're not going to believe him telling you that he's not cheating, couldn't you nag him to the point that he says, okay, since
no.
I'm being accused of it, I might as well do it?
No.
And see, that's the reason why you try to know for sure what's going on. Before, because
okay.
I wouldn't want to nag a person if I nag you and then that makes you do something, you was going to do it already.
Not necessarily, though. I mean, if a person is constantly being accused of it, and all of a sudden now he says, you know what, you ask me this every other day, am I seeing somebody? You know, you're not going to be satisfied until I tell you, okay, yeah. And then he fabricates his name, which is not the real name of the person that he's out there seeing now, because you drove him. You know, you've heard the expression that sometimes people can drive you to drink. Have you heard that, Sister Kay?
I've heard that, but that's bull. Nobody drives you. A man that's faithful to his wife and a woman that's faithful to her husband, nobody can drive you to somebody else. It don't work like
that. If you're constantly nagging that person and you're constantly accusing them, Sister Kay, are you telling me that if you had a husband or a boyfriend and they constantly accusing you, when you say, well, get frustrated enough, say, well, if you're going to keep accusing me, I might as well do it? No. Wouldn't you be thinking about that, Sister Kay?
No.
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 No. I don't agree with that.
Oh my goodness, Miss Augustine.
Yes.
Let me just ask you the same question. I mean, the man is constantly saying, "I know you were having an affair. I know it. I can feel it in my man's intuition, if we have one, which you all don't think we do, but we have a hunch, you know." And so now it's like, "I know something's going on. I know it." You know what?
Uh-huh.
Right. You know, so wouldn't that drive you to saying, well, he's thinking this, he must really care and love me because he's jealous. But wouldn't that possibly, I mean, after a while, wouldn't that notion of that rub off and say, this man is driving me so crazy, I might as well start seeing somebody since I'm accusing him anyway?
No. If anything, it will make me do everything and anything to prove to him that I'm not.
Wow. Wow. You know what? I'm just finding that so hard. Ladies, I certainly respect that, but I'm just finding that so hard to comprehend, because I've heard so many varying views on that women say, well, listen, he's saying it. You know, I might look good. If so, you all understand the depth of somebody nagging all the time?
Well, see, I never nagged because I never knew. I never felt it. I never saw it. You know, I had an older husband. He was 24 years older than me. So he was very slick. So I never saw it coming, you know. So
he
I never nagged.
Slick.
I never
wow.
nagged. But when it hit me, it broke me because I thought I had a 24-year, I'm a young woman now, a man 24 years my senior. And then
right.
he was able to keep it under the cover. But what hurt me is my sons knew. But they thought I was so in love with him, which I was. But because I love him so much, I love enough to leave. You know, I know what the story says, but why in misery and be unhappy when you could be happy and you have to be unhappy by yourself? I'd rather be unhappy by myself.
Right. Let me ask you this question quickly, and then we're going to move on and reiterate this tonight's story and give some others a chance to comment. Let me ask you this. Was there ever a time when you were slightly mad with your sons for telling you or delaying their telling you? Were you ever mad with them? Never.
No.
All right, we're going to ask all of you.
He's here right now. I wish he would have told me sooner.
I see. Okay, because sometimes when I'm here, I hear stories in therapeutic sessions all the time where if a child tells their mother that they've been even abused, then the mother can turn around and blame the child. I don't understand that. I just could never understand anything like that. If you're just joining us, tonight's characters are Martin, Mary, and Norma. Martin and Mary have been married 7 years, and then unfortunately their union ended a year ago when Mary found out through her best friend at the time, Norma, that Mary's husband, Martin, was cheating on her with another woman. The woman happened to be pregnant. And the reason why Mary knew, because Norma worked at this, she was a new employee at this hotel, and she saw Martin come out of the hotel room where the name was registered in the woman's name. But Martin had told his wife that he was going to be out of town for several days on a business trip. And now, while he was there, Norma secretly was taking all of these videos, pictures and photos and all of this kind of stuff, and then she got it to Mary, who's her best friend. Now, some are saying that, all are actually saying that Norma did the right thing. But my question is, did Norma set their marriage asunder? Mary was very much in love with her husband. The man was never mistreating her. He was still loving her, even though he was cheating on her. He was still showing her the utmost respect. He did all of these wonderful things for her. But now Norma goes in, and she infringes by telling her best friend that her husband's cheating, and then it ultimately turned on Norma because Mary cut ties with Norma, because Mary's now, she's crying, and she's lonely, and she's still in love with her husband, who he's now involved with the other woman, but he hasn't married her yet. But Mary doesn't want him back because she feels she can't handle that pain again. So now, we started out tonight's questioning by asking, did Norma set this marriage asunder? You know, and I want to hear your thoughts. You know, press one on your dial. Did Norma cause this? And our speakers tonight are saying it's all Martin's fault. So he was the one, they're saying, the culprit that set this marriage asunder. Is that the case? Is it really the case? Ms. Cross, let's bring you back in. Ms. Cross, really, does any of the blame go to Norma at all? I heard you say earlier that maybe a little bit of it goes to her.
No, but you know what? While you were talking and kind of reiterating the story, I started thinking.
Okay.
Mary helped in bringing this marriage asunder as well. Because if she, okay, things happen in a marriage. Did they try counseling? You know, big on counseling. Did they try counseling, or did she just make a rash decision and say, you know, I'm done with this marriage. I don't want any more of it. And if that is the case, then she has to accept the fact that she made the decision to end her marriage. She made the decision not to forgive him and end her marriage. So why is Norma to blame at all? Norma can shed light on what is already out there. It was already
out there.
And Norma, to me, now I'm taking it back. Norma didn't do nothing wrong. now that I'm thinking about it, Norma did nothing wrong but just she did not prolong the inevitable. Because she would have found out. She would have had to deal with it anyways. And all Norma did was turn the light on them, turn the light on the car in the darkness. So that's not fair to Norma. But if Mary's, who's so in love, and now she's tormented because she doesn't have her husband, she decided to say, you know what, I'm not going to deal with that. So, I'm Team Norma now. I'm back on Team Norma. Only Norma.
Okay, so now, but it backfired on Norma when she thought she was doing the right thing. Now she doesn't have her destiny anymore. You know, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
And you know what? Let me say this. Because if I was Norma's lucky, I wouldn't want a friend who wouldn't want to deal with me after I tried to help her. So, I'm really for Norma. Yeah, I tried to do the right thing, and now you don't even want to be my friend anymore. What does that say about our friendship?
Okay, so then listen to this part. Now, would Norma, is Norma likely the next person that she becomes bestie with if she finds out something is going on? Don't you think she's scarred from this? And there's a good chance, a good likelihood, that she would not tell somebody else's business. Huh?
Yeah.
She's going to be hesitant, She's going to be hesitant. Especially if that friend means a lot to her. She's going to be hesitant.
It sure does. It sure does. And that's what happens to people. They get scarred. All right, we're going to ask you all to stand by. We're going to go to North Carolina now. Let's bring in a caller from North Carolina, 919-272. Thank you for joining us. Who do we have with us? And welcome.
Yes, Christy. How is everybody?
We're doing fine, Christy.
Well,
tell us what you think about
all
of
this. I agree with the lady who just said Norma told Mary what was going on with her husband. Is that correct? Is that how
that
I
is correct. Right.
Oh, okay. So true friends tell each other what's what, okay? It's sorry that I guess their friendship broke up after that. Ended.
Right.
But eventually, she would have probably found out eventually anyway. And as a result of that happening, in most cases, then Norma, she might take a back seat to telling somebody else. She might and she might not, okay? It just all depends on, you know, who that person is or whether she build another type of friendship or whatever. But, you know, true friends, I mean, that's what friends do, true friends. They, especially if you see somebody doing, you know, see somebody's husband doing something out there and you knowing that this person, just all in love with this person and not knowing, hey, you know, come on. That's what a true friend is. Unfortunately, some people, it's real life that some people will, end the friendship after you tell them something like that. Yes, they will. But then if they really think about it, they would say, well, you know what? That person told me because they really cared about me, okay? And not wanting to see them continue to be in a relationship knowing that it was not a true relationship and committed, key, that's the word, committed relationship because he wasn't committed. I don't care how much he said he loved her and he loved her. Hey, he still had a problem.
But, Christy, he was treating her good with the utmost respect.
Okay. Well,
the only thing
was
he was cheating on her. Is that so bad if he's treating her good?
Okay, but why did he feel he needed to go out? And if he was treating her so good, then why? What kind of problems? He had to have a problem to feel he needed to go out and get somebody else. And did you say that? I hear you say that somebody else, whoever he was cheating on with, they were pregnant?
Yeah, that was the lady was carrying his child.
Okay, so, hey, he had some problems. But, yeah, he was might have treating his wife very good, but he still had some problems. That still was wrong. There's no justification to when you commit adultery and you're married. There's no justification to that.
Okay,
so
and see, that's what we're going to
– He couldn't have both, okay? It sounds like that's what he wanted. He wanted to have both.
But there are a lot of people who stay with their spouses even when they've cheated. And that's going to be next week's topic. That's going to be next week's topic. Should you divorce your cheating spouse? That's next week's topic. You are really on
that. Everybody got to do what works for them.
Right. Christian, let me ask you, if you found out that your spouse was cheating, even though he was the sweetest man in the world to you, he loved you and he didn't deprive you of anything, and he treated you like a queen. Christy, come on, tell me what woman is going to let that go. Christy, honestly.
Love doesn't hurt. Love doesn't hurt a person, okay?
Right.
Eventually,
right.
If you tell them that, hey, I know what you're doing, that you found out and you told them that, hey, I know what you're doing, and they don't stop, then
right.
Guess what? You eventually got to let them go because, hey, regardless of what he's doing for you, treating you, so you can't have both. You can't have your
Okay, but what if he apologizes and he says, sweetie, you are everything to me. You know, I am sorry.
Okay,
I don't know what happened.
That's just words to me, okay?
Uh-huh.
Action is what I go on. If he apologizes and sincere about, hey, he's going to let that go. But in most cases, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Sister Kay, let's bring you in here. And Ms. Austin, I'm going to bring you back in just a second. Sister Kay, the man apologizes and he says, this will not, I can promise you that this will never happen again. It only happened that one time that you found out. That was the first time that ever happened to me in my life. Now, will you believe him, Sister Kay?
Not hardly.
Why not?
No.
He's a good guy.
Because he's telling me this now because he got caught.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If he's so happy and he loved this woman. If he loved Mary so much, like the story said, if he loved her so much, Christy said, love doesn't hurt. He would have never went out there. What's the purpose of you going out there to cheat if you got everything you need at home?
But can he have made a mistake, and why couldn't she just forgive him? And they start
but
fresh.
What?
And then it might happen 3 months later, but he may have a problem. Like Christy said, you know, it might not happen 3 months or 6 months.
Well,
but
why
it
not
might
make
happen
a mistake and knock the garbage can over? Make a mistake and, you know, make a mistake and knock somebody out
the
refrigerator.
The garbage can don't feel like that. The garbage can doesn't feel like that. You guys should stand by a second. Ms. Frost, now who knocks a garbage can over to get that kind of feeling? That's not a thrill. That's hurting your foot.
Oh. So Dr. Walker, let me ask you. If Martin one of the tables were turned. So in the scenario, it's that Mary is cheating and is pregnant with another man's baby, and Martin doesn't know anything, and Martin's friends tell him.
Uh-huh.
Would the scenario be the same?
Okay, if possibly, watch this now. If he asks, men, they generally will say, well, sweetie, I just want to ask you this question. Are you cheating on me? Do you think Mary would lie? Do you think Mary? I already know what the woman is going to say just by the laughter of the women. I already know what he's going to say. Christy, but I'm asking you, is Mary going to lie to him? She's having another man's baby, and her husband is so in love with her, and he gently asks her, sweetie, are you seeing someone else? Is she going to tell him that this is your baby I'm carrying? Or is she going to tell him this is some other man's baby? Christy, come on.
It's a strong possibility she's going to lie until the baby comes out with blonde hair and blue eyes.
She can't deny the truth, right?
See? So it turns.
Okay.
So, Ms. Augustine, is Mary going to come out and tell the truth?
No.
Okay. There's your answer right there. So it goes both ways. Sister Kate, you don't want to give this big spiel, you know, that you wouldn't hardly, that's your word, and I quote, you would hardly believe the man because he got caught this one time. Now, Sister Kate, the man approached Mary like that. We turned the tides. Now, is Mary going to tell him the honest to God truth, Sister Kate?
No.
There's a possibility that she might.
Oh my goodness! Come on, Sister Kay. That she gonna tell him that she gonna. What woman is gonna tell her husband, not knowing how if he was in Alaska and she was in some other place, she might tell him over the phone.
Yeah.
No.
Now my question is: should Martin stay with her?
Should Martin stay with her? If she didn't lie, But see, if she told him that, no, I'm not having an affair, and he says, are you sure? Is there anything you want to tell me? And she's going to say, baby, I'm telling you the truth. Isn't that how a woman would respond? See, you all laughing, because you know how she would do it. Ms. Augustine, would Mary lie? Is there a likelihood that Mary would lie?
She's going to lie.
That's what I'm saying. So does that make Mary any different from Martin?
No.
My question is, should Martin stay with her? Because I know that's,
okay, that's
what we were all like.
Okay, if the tides were changed and the scenario being the same, all circumstances being the same, equal and considerate, then men don't handle things like women do. They really don't. They can't. When a man finds out that the woman, the man, basically, he wants forgiveness, but he's not willing to give the forgiveness. He's not. He's just not. Now, you all tell me, am I wrong? Has any of you all ever experienced that? Know someone?
You're being very honest.
Okay. Men can't have that. Man, you're going around with another man's baby?
So that's why the man needs to be careful, too.
Okay. What do you mean, two? So it's okay. What do you mean, two? So it's okay that the woman goes and does her business.
It's not okay for anyone. But you're really making excuses for the man.
How?
You're making excuses for the man, and it's okay, you know, because the man don't understand and can't handle it or whatever. Okay, the woman can't handle it either.
Right, I agree, and I'm not making excuses for the man. I'm just telling you all that men basically don't handle things. Women are more forgiving, you know, and then they'll go through that pain, and then ultimately, you know, They'll rekindle the relationship. It's rekindled. But the man, he's not, he can't handle that all the time. Not all men can handle that. Because and now when the baby comes into play, he's really like, because he got to see this baby with you all the time and wondering, same thing a woman might be wondering, but she's forgiving. And he's like, no, I can't handle this here. That boy don't even look like me. You know, and then that woman comes and tells him, say, well, sweetie, if you feed him enough, he will start to look like you. I see, you know, his nose might start to shape like yours.
No.
Let's Christy, are you there? All right, let's take some of the comments that will come in, and then what we'll do is we'll get to, okay, whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder. I think this means, what does it mean? I think this means when you're married, no one should try to come between the couple as in trying to break them up like Norma did. Wow. Sister Kate, let's bring you in. This lady is saying that Norma came in and did it.
And I beg to differ. Norma did not do it. It was the husband who cheated on his wife that put their marriage to Asunder.
All right, let's go to another comment. Miss Augustine, this one's for you. This male writes in, he says, how do you know if God has truly joined a certain couple together? How do you know if he put Mary and Martin together? Could it be that a couple came together because they liked each other without the real compatibility? Miss Augustine,
yes.
What do you think? That's possible,
okay.
Right?
Yes. People get married now because of how a person looks or how much money they got. So, but even if
really?
That's the reason, yes. Even if that's the reason for marriage, it still means the same. Once you say I do in front of God, that's a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a marriage.
All right. All right, so without the license. We're going to ask all of you to stand by. Let's take another call. Let's go to South Florida, 786-543. Welcome to the Dr. Jess Fox Show. You're live. What do we have on here?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. 786-543.
Yes. This is Gracita.
Gracita, thank you for joining us, Gracita. Gracita, what is your thought for tonight?
I agree that the lady did not come between the marriage, but the husband was an infidel. So he's the one who broke the marriage, too.
He did. Well,
yes,
should she just
did.
Give him, should she have just, since she's 2 years later, she's still crying and she's still lonely and she doesn't even have her friend anymore. So why couldn't she have just like Ms. Cross said, she's now pro-normal. Why couldn't she have just forgiven him and accepted that child as her stepchild and kept it moving? She still maybe have had a husband and, you know, on occasion he might have been seeing this other woman. What do you think, Ms. Grace Sia?
Yeah. Okay, I will definitely agree to that. Some people can't find it in their hearts to forgive, but I think it makes life easier when you do forgive and move on.
I see. Uh-huh. But she's still lonely and she's still crying. So wouldn't she probably have felt better going through the pain and accepting what he had done? And I'm not trying
no.
to justify anything. You
no.
don't think so, Gracita? Okay. All right. All right, let me take a couple more of these comments because we're running out of time. We've got about 3 minutes here. Let's see. If not, we're going to just get to them at the top of that. All right, let's go here. This question or statement has concerned me, this writer writes in, has concerned me for several years as I really wonder, what does it really mean? Could it really mean that this applies to people who are really joined together by God, or does it also apply to a monogamous relationship? Ms. Cross, does it apply to a monogamous relationship?
Yes, I think it applies to both. Oh, you mean, oh, I'm so sorry. You mean like in a relationship to where they're not married yet? Okay,
right, they're not
right.
married. Right, right.
I don't, it's funny. I was listening to the radio, and one of the co-hosts, she made a comment, and she said, if you're not married, you're single. And they kind of disputed that, and she goes, no, if you're not married, you're single. And I remember I said, wow, that I can see that being a harsh statement or hurtful statement to someone who's in a serious relationship, but they're not married. But it's true, if you're not married, you're single. But it really depends on the commitment that you have with the person that you're with, you know. But but in the back of your mind, you have to remember, if you're not married, you're single. No, it's black and white.
But
it's true.
But is that biblical, or is it when you consummate, you're actually married before God? Is that the case? It's just that you don't have
a
license.
There's
a
lot of people. There's a lot of people who married a lot of people then.
I know they have.
I'm sorry.
I know they have.
Not to be like
all right.
That.
We're going to try to squeeze in. We're going to try to squeeze in two more comments. Well, they're telling us that we're out of time. We'll squeeze in those comments next week. Listen, I want to thank all of you all. Just before we close it out, let me just ask each one of you all, 10 seconds or less, what do you think it means when it says, whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder? Chrissy, if you're there, we'll start with you. If not, we'll move on to Gracita. Gracita, what does that mean? Whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder.
It means to stay. Like the lady first would leave, and then she would cleave to her husband. So she's got to stay.
Wow, even though he's messed up on it. All right, let's go on. Let's go to Miss Augustine. Miss Augustine, 10 seconds or less, what does that mean? Whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder. What does it mean?
To me, it means that you don't allow anything or anybody come in between your marriage. And but if somebody come into the marriage, are you strong enough to handle the complications of the relationship and living with someone that you know they're going to do it again?
All right. On that note, Miss. Right. Sister Kay, what do you think? Whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder. What does it mean? Sister Kay?
I say as a woman, I shouldn't do anything to put my marriage in danger. My husband as a man shouldn't put my marriage in danger, and anybody else in the world shouldn't put it in danger. So that's a man, woman, a man.
All right. Ms. Foss, bring us on and close the show out for us tonight.
Okay, so I want to say while everyone was talking, I was thinking we left out the mistress. So she's one of the main players who put this marriage asunder, and Mr. Martin. And I still stand strong that Miss Norma was doing, I feel like her intentions were not to break up the marriage, but it was to let her friend be enlightened as to what's going on. So we have to be very careful. When you say I do, that means that you have to take that commitment seriously, and you are accountable for someone else's feelings, and that should be something that you take seriously.
Amen on that note. And again, and my final thoughts on that is, whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder. Whether you think that God has joined that marriage together or not, once it's marriage, holy matrimony, I think that that needs to be respected before the eyes of God. You know what? We're out of time. I want to thank all of my callers, those of you all that we were not able to get to tonight. Thank you. Please continue to call in. Join us here tomorrow night for your half-hour inspirational programming. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, join us back here live next Thursday when the topic will be that you don't want to miss. The topic will be, should you divorce your cheating spouse? You know, just quickly, Sister Kay, should you divorce your cheating spouse? Should you?
I probably would.
Okay. Ms. Augustine, would you divorce your cheating spouse?
I did.
You did. Okay. Ms. Croft? But it took you some time, right? Ms. Croft, would you divorce your cheating spouse?
I would try counseling first.
Okay,
and
there you go.
All right. I will.
Okay, all right. Should you divorce your cheating spouse? Join us next week, Thursday. Tell your friends about us because that's a show I guarantee you you will not want to miss. Listen, until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.